Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Resolutions, regardless if you are a believer or you just roll your eyes at the tradition, a new year is usually a time when a lot of us think about wellness, and health can mean a lot of things. It can mean committing more time to fitness, prioritizing mental health, perhaps a work-life balance, eating better, especially after the past couple weeks, reducing stress, maybe even taking up a new hobby or a pastime. The list obviously is long, it is varied, but often they relate to each other. So we're going to bring in some minds that have dedicated their lives and professions to helping others incorporate healthy habits that can meet different lifestyles and abilities, from finding activities that bring you joy, as well as physical comfort, as well as taking advantage of all the agriculture that's in our backyard, not only to eat healthier, but also with more enjoyment and a connection to where it comes from. Dr. Brandi Waite is the director of the UC Davis Health Sports Medicine Department, and Skylar Hanka is with Culinary Health at the UC Davis Office of Wellness Education. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vicky. Thanks for having us.
So come January 1st for me, you know, I didn't really necessarily feel like reinvigorated. I had a great time, spent lots of time with loved ones, but I was like, man, I really need like a reset button. So I guess just out of curiosity, how are both of you feeling for the new year?
I feel great. I'm one of those weird people that actually likes New Year's resolutions, and I'm about 60% on actually keeping them. Maybe two-thirds of them I actually keep. So I'm looking forward to it. I came up with a name for mine this year. I like to name them and make a whole thing about it. So I'm happy about it.
What's the name?
2024 and more.
Oh, I love that.
I like that.
How about you?
Yeah, I actually, on the opposite of the spectrum, I recently fractured my foot about 2 months ago. So this year's resolutions look very different from a lot of resolutions I've had in the past. And I've had to rethink a lot of the ways that I'm viewing kind of my movement and my nutrition currently. So, you know, I feel like maybe a lot of other people can relate to feeling a little bit confused when it comes to the new year and just trying to figure things out in a better way.
Oh, I have been in your situation before on crutches for a few months. And it definitely is a humbling experience and makes you reevaluate and rethink ways to be moved, yeah. To move and be healthy and just to stay healthy mind and both physically as well. Well, Dr. Waite, you know, I want to start with you because I'd love to learn about your background in physical medicine and rehabilitation.
Yes. So in physical medicine and rehabilitation, we really focus on function. So neurologic rehabilitation, musculoskeletal, meaning your muscles and bones rehabilitation. So how to live better in your body, regardless of what injuries or illnesses are fighting your best efforts to live the best life you can in the body that you have.
And you, I mean, have even worked at such an elite level, from being the team physician for Sac Republic FC. You've worked with the Sacramento Ballet. You are you work with collegiate sports teams, you know, at UC Davis and American River College. But you also work with other people of all like abilities and levels. How do you curate your care to meet people where they're at?
I love my beginner athletes. And a lot of my patients, they say, I don't know why I'm in sports medicine because I'm not an athlete. I don't do sports. And I think of everyone as an athlete in life. Like, you've got to succeed in your life and your goals may look different than professional athletes, but your goals are really valid. And I have lots of little tricks and tools that I give to beginners. And I get just as excited about people meeting their little miniature goals as I do for my athletes that are meeting major goals.
How do you suggest someone gets active if maybe they've been sedentary for quite some time?
So I have a saying that perfection is the enemy of progress.
Yes.
And I like for people to not worry about being perfect. They should pick something that's doable, not a grandiose, you know, a grandiose goal, but a small goal that's very specific. Like, all right, I enjoy walking, so I want to walk for 15 minutes three times a week this month, and set that as a goal. Or gosh, it really hurts when I walk because my knee, my hip, my ankle, my foot, what have you. So I'm going to do some seated exercises. Or I'm not a walker. My mobility is in a wheelchair, but I need to still be physically active. So I'm going to find an upper body exercise plan that I can do for 15 minutes with the music on that I like, or with the people that I like, or while I'm watching a show that I like, and find a way to tie it to something that you enjoy, because you're much more likely to stick with it if it's something that's not just an onerous task or chore.
Yeah. And I love that quote you have about, you know, perfection, because when we approach something in that way, it's not necessarily kind, and there could be shame attached to it if you don't execute it perfectly, or you fall off for like a couple days or so. So in terms of like the mental component to it, it's also showing ourselves kindness and compassion and grace.
Absolutely. You know, there's, unless you're getting paid to do your fitness, the other things take priority sometimes. You have kids or parents or other people to take care of, or your job just threw this deadline on you because somebody else had to go out sick and you are doing two jobs now. So I think giving yourself grace and realizing that, you know, a 5 or 10 minute commitment to your activity sometimes is better than, you know, if it can't be your hour or your 30 minutes, your 5 or 10 minutes is still keeping you in the mode of having that as a priority.
You know, recently in December, I started taking up just 5 or 10 minutes of stretching every day. You know, I didn't really prioritize that. It was easier for me to like show up to the gym or maybe go for a run. But stretching is so important for your joints and just for your overall fit. And it also just feels good.
It does feel good.
Okay, Skylar. So you work in culinary health and you work at a pretty cool office, the Office of Wellness Education. When did you become passionate about not only food and cooking, but also the connection that it has to wellness?
Yeah. So I actually went to the Culinary Institute of America for my undergrad in culinary arts. And I kind of had this pivotal moment where I could go and get a bachelor's in restaurant management. But I took a couple nutrition courses there and was just fascinated with, the food is medicine concept and just how food interacts with our health. So I switched gears and got my bachelor's in nutrition and went on to get my master's. But really, I love this idea that everything's connected. And I think that's so important when we talk about wellness, because there's so many different aspects of things that interact. And for me, food is one aspect that connects not only yourself on a personal level, but it connects community, it connects us to the planet. Like, it's just really this wonderful thing, and everybody loves to eat. So
how do you describe functional medicine?
Yeah, I'd kind of describe functional medicine as an approach that incorporates, like I said, this idea of looking at lifestyle medicine, looking at food and looking at movement and looking at the functionality of it in our lives. When we look at functional medicine, we look at how these different aspects interact and how they hopefully optimize our health.
Mm. And I would imagine that also involves like eating with the seasons, which can be pretty easy here in Sacramento.
Yeah, 100% eating with the seasons, especially in California. We're very blessed to have an abundance of amazing farmers here, especially in winter. We have a lot of citrus in season right now. We have winter squashes, which full of vitamin C and all this good stuff. So we're really lucky if you can hit a farmer's market, because you'll see the abundance of fruits and vegetables that California has to offer.
How does, obviously eating seasonable is delicious, right? Because everything is ripe and it's in the right time. But how does eating according to the seasons also support your health?
Yeah. So like I mentioned, here in California right now, we're in peak citrus season and winter squashes. So when you eat with the season, usually the foods that grow during that season have an abundance of minerals and vitamins and other things that you need during that season. So citrus full of vitamin C, which helps support your immunity. Winter squashes, like I mentioned, have a lot of fiber, also have a lot of vitamin C, vitamin E, and other antioxidants in them that help support your overall health and your cellular health. Beyond that, I think a lot of the times when you eat with the seasons, kind of that food as medicine approach is less focused on caloric content or restriction and is more focused on diversity and abundance and just getting whole foods into your body and into your dietary preferences, whatever you're doing. So you really get to diversify your nutrients.
This is also a time when someone may be thinking about taking up a diet. I guess what is your philosophy when it comes to diets or whether to even do them?
Yeah, I think I'm a bit anti-diet. I'm not gonna lie there. I think that's why I kind of love the food as medicine perspective, because like I said, it's less about caloric restriction and following strict rules, but really more about exploring your own personal philosophy with food, how it relates, and optimizing your intake based on eating things that you enjoy, which kind of eating with the seasons, peak flavor, peak freshness, you're going to get a lot of things that maybe you thought you might not like, but if you eat them in the season, they're going to taste a little bit better.
When it comes to someone who maybe like grocery shopping isn't like their favorite thing in the world, or even cooking for that matter, I mean, it can be, you know, a chore or feel like a burden, you know, with all the stuff that goes on in your life. How do you guide people to shop and to also cook in a way that is manageable for their lifestyle?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, it's going to be different for everyone. But I always tell people to start that if you can, definitely make a trip to a farmer's market. I think even if you don't enjoy grocery shopping and you're not really a big cook, when you venture into this community of people people who, you know, there's an abundance of fresh foods and colorful things and everyone's happy and there's a smell of fresh bread in the air. You know, it's kind of hard not to kind of fall in love with that environment, and it'll hopefully give you a different perspective, because when we go to the grocery store, everything's very organized, very, you know, everything looks the same, et cetera. But farmers markets really celebrate diversity, not only in food, but in community. And hopefully you can talk to the farmer or maybe speak to someone at the stand and they'll give you a recipe. You can also, you know, find an influencer that you like online. I think we all love watching recipe videos on Instagram, maybe to give you a little bit of inspiration for something that you'd want to cook in your own home.
Yeah, and a couple of the farmers markets I'm thinking of, there's even like live music as well.
Exactly. Yeah, live music, plenty of things to do, fun for the kids as well. So it's a good time.
Yeah, when it comes to food and also fitness, you know, sometimes it's tied to cost, right, and financial means. And so if someone's thinking about, you know, obviously the cost of groceries have gone up in recent years, the cost of lots of things have gone up in recent years. How do you advise someone who wants to start eating healthier, wants to start, you know, a healthier lifestyle, become more active, but they don't feel like they have the financial means to actually do so?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely what Dr. Waite had said earlier about not changing everything at once. You know, don't feel like you have to revamp your whole diet, because that's usually where you feel a lot of the cost burdens, because you're like, oh, I need to go buy pumpkin seeds and sprouts and all of these crazy things. You can revamp your diet by maybe just focusing on one meal. And I know I keep mentioning the farmer's market, but going back to that eating in the seasons, typically when you eat with the season, that produce is usually more affordable because it's being grown in abundance during that season. So kind of taking an example right now, butternut squash and winter squash, I think it's like, was it 85 cents per pound, 50 cents per pound? You can go make a delicious butternut squash soup for probably under $3 with some coconut milk and some other vegetables, and have that be your wellness meal of the week. You know, you don't have to do everything at once.
And how about you, Dr. Waite? How do you advise people who feel like it's cost prohibitive? Because it doesn't have to be. You can just go outside and enjoy the fresh air.
That's the wonderful thing about physical activity. Some people love the gym and some people hate the gym. And so it doesn't have to be something that you have a paid subscription to do. There are a lot of free online resources. There's there's free online Tai Chi for people who want to move in that way for some stretching and balance. You can get outside or even exercise in your own home. I have a good friend actually who is an NFL Hall of Fame wide receiver. And when he used to travel, he couldn't exercise in the gyms because people would ask for his autograph and he couldn't. So he would literally run in place in his hotel room, and that cost nothing, and it was enough to help keep an NFL wide receiver in shape during times away. So you can just march in front of the television, or you can sit in front of the television moving or listening to music, and those things don't cost a lot of money. Or just find a beautiful place. There's been a lot of studies looking at time in nature as a wonderful thing for your overall health. So find a beautiful place that's outside and, you know, lie down on a mat and do some exercise, or walk around that space, walking around if your kids are at soccer practice or something like that. Walk around the field, just be that parent. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, there's that parent. That's me. I'm doing burpees over on the side or walking around when kids are at those things. So finding a way to bring them together without an extra cost is doable. It just takes a little creativity.
Well, thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Vicki.
Dr. Brandi Waite is the director of the UC Davis Health Sports Medicine, and Skylar Hanko works in culinary health at the UC Davis Office of Wellness Education. And I'm Vicki Gonzalez. That's it for Insight. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.